Hello. Hello. This is Kathy with the host of the Health First Radio Show. Today we have some interesting guests. In the first half, we're going to have Lisa Kilgore, BC's favorite nutritionist. And in the second half, we're going to continue talking with her because she's such a wealth of information. But here's Ellen with the Health First News.
The number of women delivering babies via cesarean section has nearly doubled worldwide since 2000 to about 21%, new research shows. That's significantly higher than the 10 to 15% considered medically necessary, researchers said. When complications develop, C-sections can save the lives of mothers and their babies, but the surgery is not risk-free and has been linked to difficulties with future births. Dr. Marlene Temmerman, lead author of three studies published October the 11th in The Lancet, said the large increases in C-section use, mostly in richer settings for non-medical purposes, are concerning because of the associated risk for women and children. Temmerman is a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Aga Khan University in Nairobi, Kenya. Women whose final stages of pregnancy occur during the short, dark days of winter may be at increased risk for postpartum depression, a new study suggests. It has to do with reduced exposure to sunlight, the same culprit that contributes to seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. That's a type of depression that usually starts in fall and winter and disappears in spring and summer. The study authors said their findings should prompt doctors to encourage pregnant women who are at high risk for postpartum depression to increase their exposure to daylight and boost their levels of vitamin D. The study was led by Deepika Koyal, a professor of nursing at San Jose State University. She and her team reviewed data on nearly 300 first-time mothers who took part in randomized controlled sleep trials before and after pregnancy. The study was published recently in a special issue of the Journal of Behavioral Medicine focused on postpartum health. Although many people suffering from painful gout flare-ups point to diet as the culprit, new research suggests DNA plays a much bigger role. The findings challenge the long-held belief that diet is the major factor in gout, a joint disease that causes extreme pain and swelling. Gout is caused by hyperuricemia, high blood levels of uric acid, which forms crystals that collect around the joints. In the study, New Zealand researchers analyzed genetic and diet data from nearly 17,000 American men and women of European ancestry. The investigators found that diet was much less important than the individual patient's genes in deciding whether or not they would develop hyperuricemia. The study was published online October 11th in the BMJ. School is in full swing, and with it comes a plethora of colds passed back and forth among kids. But parents who want to alleviate a sick child's misery would do best to avoid over-the-counter cough and cold remedies. Decongestants should not be given to children younger than 6 because there's no evidence that they do any good, according to a new review published online October 10th in the BMJ. These over-the-counter medications don't effectively alleviate symptoms like a stuffy or runny nose, but do carry potentially dangerous side effects for kids, said senior researcher Dr. Anne de Souta. She is head of family medicine and primary health care at Ghent University in Belgium. Certain decongestants can have serious side effects, such as hypertension, excitation, and convulsions, de Souta said.
We are fortunate enough to have Lisa Kilgore in the station with us today, and she is our BC's favorite nutritionist. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I am so glad to have you here. Can you tell us a little bit about what a nutritionist does, and it's just a little bit about your work now?
I have such a fun job. So I'm a registered holistic nutritionist, and I work with people one-on-one. I also do trainings and education, as well as online programs. And I've been a holistic nutritionist for about 11 years, and I've worked with thousands of people at this point. And what I've been seeing more and more in the last year or so is exhaustion and stress and absolute burnout. And so I've dedicated October to awareness of stress and exhaustion. So I have tons of information. I'm doing Facebook Lives all the time. And I also have a quiz. So if you want to learn how your body is doing in the stress of life, go to adrenalfatiguecode.com and you can take a quick quiz and get lots of info. And there's a whole program around it to help people heal from this go, go, go stressful life. And just to find some presence and joy and happiness back into their life.
Give us some examples. What do we do? What are some things happen if our adrenals are fatigued?
So when you're starting to get tired, when your adrenals are first starting to get tired, one of the first signs is just feeling overwhelmed with life, that things that you could handle, you no longer can handle. I get what happens to me is I get a bad case of the I don't wanna's, and something I really enjoy, I suddenly don't want to do it. You also start really getting tired in the morning. Your wake up feelings go away. So you get out of bed and you start your day and you just are groggy and foggy all day long. Later comes salt cravings. Later comes low blood pressure and just this absolute exhaustion all day long. One of the last signs, the signs that you're really getting tired, is getting a second wind late at night around 9 or 10 p.m. You suddenly wake up and feel like a million bucks. That's a red flag symptom. If you have that, go to my website, adrenalfatiguecode.com, right away and let's see where you're at. But in general, most of us are dealing with some stage of adrenal fatigue. It's become commonplace. And that's my passion, is to help people kind of get their life back. I've burnt my adrenals out more than once, unfortunately. And so we're using what I've learned in my life, but also I've worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people with adrenal fatigue and helping them find balance.
Okay. So you can check out her website. One of the things that you work with a lot is MegaFood. Could you tell us a little bit about MegaFood?
MegaFood is a really cool company. They are a whole food company. So they've been around since 1973. And can you imagine the life of health food company in 1973. Yeah. This, like, in 1973, we barely knew that multivitamins were a thing. And here comes this whole food company. And so they've spent 40 plus years practicing and perfecting their practice and creating whole food nutrients, whole food multis, whole food vitamin and mineral blends. And they are committed to doing it as respectfully to food as possible. Because what we don't quite get yet, that research is just starting to uncover, is that if we are low in, say, vitamin C, we get more nutrients from having an orange than having a large amount of vitamin C as a supplement, as like ascorbic acid. But many of us need a higher dose than an orange will give. So MegaFoods has married a medicinal dose of a nutrient with food. So we get the extra absorbency from these food-based supplements.
Is it proprietary, or could you give us an idea how they keep that nutrient value in taking from whole foods and putting it into a supplement form?
They have a really cool process that I can give you, like, the high level version of, which is all I really understand because I'm not a scientist. So what they do is they take, let's talk about ascorbic acid, right, vitamin C. So they take ascorbic acid and they put it into a vat with whole oranges that are all crushed up. And they then put some enzymes in there, and the enzymes kind of eat away at the orange and allows the vitamin C to join with the orange compound. So after this process, what comes out is a whole food supplement. You no longer have any ascorbic acid left. It's all oranges with extra vitamin C attached. With minerals, they do this with nutritional yeast, and they let the nutritional yeast gobble up and eat the minerals. So now the mineral is inside the yeast. It's very similar to being having a garden. And when you're a gardener, you have to watch the nutrients in your soil. So you put different nutrients in your soil, but then you get to enjoy them with the vegetable, say the zucchini or cucumber. It's very, very similar. You don't have the isolated nutrient anymore. You now have a food-based nutrient. So if you look on the label of any mega food product, you don't see magnesium stearate or magnesium citrate. You see magnesium. You don't see ascorbic acid, you see vitamin C, because it's now the full food form.
Okay. So in all the minerals, they're all vegetal form then too?
They're now in the Saccharomyces cerevisiae, the nutritional yeast. So they're now just the whole food form.
Mm-hmm. So, but are the minerals taken from any rock source, or is it always a vegetable?
It's actually
in the mega foods.
It starts as an isolated USP, so it's starting as a single nutrient, okay. And then it gets absorbed into the.
Oh, then you feed that to the yeast, and then the yeast recreates it.
Absolutely, that's exactly as it goes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. So mega food is American, but it's coming up and distributed through the health food stores. So it's easy to find in Canada. Isn't it?
It's very easy to find. Their whole line is in all of the top health food stores. And so we have a great distributor here in Canada, and we get to use these great supplements.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to New Hampshire to see their practice?
I haven't, but all of us can watch them work. Mega Foods has a deep belief in transparency. And so they talk about all of these different processes. They have this really cool dryer that dries all these nutrients. And they also use full whole foods in their supplements. This dryer is also used by NASA to make food for the astronauts. Mm. Everything they do is as high quality as possible. And then they have cameras all around their factory. So at any point, we can go online and watch them all work. And we can watch the dryer. We can watch the practice happen. So I haven't been there, but
do you have an idea? Is it like freeze dried, or is it dried at low temperatures? How is it done?
So what they do is they get the vegetables and food directly to their manufacturing plant. So they get 500,000 pounds of fruits, vegetables, and rice brought right to their place. And that's very rare in the supplement industry. Normally, it's already been processed into a powder before it comes in. So then they blend it up. They put some, they bring it down to a micron level, then they send it through this low temperature dryer. So that's the NASA dryer. And so mm-hmm. you're getting all of the nutrients and all the antioxidants.
Wow. And so these NASA guys, that's all they eat up in space?
Well, it's one of their ways to bring the food up. So in mega foods, you have the quality of food as you'll get if you're up in space.
Okay. Wow. That sounds wonderful. So when I'm going into a health food store and looking at the supplements, how do I make the connection? I'm looking for a good B vitamin or a good C vitamin. How do I choose?
It's a really good question, because especially in the multi-aisle, there's just so many different foods and there's so many different supplements. And one thing I like about mega food is that it's highly absorbable and you can absorb it on an empty stomach. So if you're looking for a B vitamin or a multivitamin and you don't have breakfast in the morning, you need one of the mega foods one, because you need it to be absorbable without food in your stomach. Then you want to look at what are your overall needs. If you have any absorption problems, any digestive issues, if you're really low in things, or you're just sensitive, then that's where you'd want to go for the whole food form. So it's not necessarily for everybody, though it helps mm-hmm. everybody. But those are my top people. It's anybody who doesn't eat breakfast, anybody who has sensitivities or just really sensitive to supplements and nutrients, and anybody with absorption or digestive issues.
Mm-hmm. Say I just have a common cold and want to super dose with vitamin C, though. Is it more practical to just grab 1,000 milligrams every couple hours to fight the virus, or?
Well, what the research is finding is that these whole food forms of nutrients, you get a much bigger bang for your buck. So a study that looked at vitamin C looked at three groups of people all taking a relative dose of ascorbic acid, the vitamin C. One took it with water, one took it with sugar water, and one took it with orange juice. And the group that took it with orange juice had a significantly higher amount in their bloodstream than the other two groups. So if you're looking to fight off a cold, and you don't need as high of a dose when it's in a food-based form. They even find the vitamin C in an apple, which is only about 60 milligrams of vitamin C, is the equivalent of 1,500 milligrams of vitamin C if you're just taking it on its own. So if I was looking, like when I've been taking vitamin C so I can ward off a cold, I use mega foods because I don't need as much. I can get more for each capsule.
Mm-hmm. And is it easier for the body to absorb, so you don't get a colon flush? Like you don't get, like with the high vitamin C, it'll actually flush your bowel.
Yes. So the bowel tolerance for vitamin C is much less common with this, because it's lower dose and is much more absorbable.
Okay. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to learn more about nutrition from Lisa Kilgore.